Kenneth Thompson's been running nonstop for weeks, and he's tired.
Yes, I am. And if you ask my wife, my sleep is telling it.
The chief information technology officer for the San Antonio Independent School District is trying to put a device in every one of their 4th through 12th graders' hands.
We're in year 2 of the 5 years plan. We're doing in 3 weeks what we had planned to do in 5 years.
It hasn't been easy, but he says they've been making progress. The district released 17,000 laptops to students immediately and started scrounging for more. Dell and Lenovo were so inundated they were offering delivery in May and beyond, he says.
Everybody is pulling off the same shelf, if you will. It's like you go in the HEB now. The shelves are dry. So everybody is pulling off the same shelves.
But with some luck, one of his staff members found a local reseller with 30,000 Chromebooks. He bought them all.
I want to get these devices out in 2 weeks.
As teachers and students adapt in the district to a new world filled with video conference calls and online learning, his team has to build the infrastructure to make it work. They've issued 4,000 mobile hotspots to help bridge the digital divide. They've played with sending Wi-Fi-equipped school buses into neighborhoods lacking connections. And then there's the troubleshooting.
We went from a four-person help desk to a 15-person help desk in a matter of 4 days. My call volume has jumped from 150 calls a day. I think today at around 3 o'clock, we had 900 calls.
So far, it's going well. They're getting around 15,000 hits a day on their educational resource website. Thompson says he chats with other city school district CIOs every night, and the mood is like his, weary. The effort of SAISD and districts like it are unlike any in recent history.
Yeah, I've been doing this work for about 43 years now, and I really cannot think of anything comparable.
Mike Casserly runs the Council on Great Cities Schools, which consults with large urban school districts. He says the experience of districts across the country have not been universal. A district like a Miami, which regularly deals with mass disasters like hurricanes, might have a warehouse filled with devices they can employ on a whim. Others, like SAISD, have to sniff out the devices. Some districts have stuck with analog solutions like printed homework and lesson plans. While online is more present and engaging for students and teachers, he says it doesn't have a lot of research behind it.
There are bound to be learning gaps here, and those learning gaps are likely to be widest in places with the greatest amount of need, which is unfortunate.
The road ahead is not without gaps or snags or potential failures, but he says the situation is new, and people are working hard across the country to ensure students get back to where they should be. I'm Paul Flavin, San Antonio.